Hey there, and welcome back to another episode of the Earth Food First podcast. I'm your host, Lindsay Navama, toddler mama, cookbook author, and certified integrative nutrition coach on a mission to reimagine kid food culture one meal at a time. Today, we're launching our Whole Health Workshop series. These are shorter mini episodes created for parents and caregivers to allow you to focus on your own health for a few minutes, because the most effective way to raise healthy kids is to model healthy habits. Part of that means prioritizing our own mental and physical health, which I know can feel nearly impossible sometimes when every hour of every day feels totally consumed by the needs of others and work and the many, many to-dos that make life feel like a bullet train instead of a smoothly coasting sailboat like we would all love. So today we're going to be talking about nutrition, but not the kind you eat. When I was a student at the Institute of Integrative Nutrition, which is commonly known as IIN, one of the very first things we learned was the difference between primary versus secondary nutrition. One refers to the actual food we eat, and the other refers to 12 areas of life where we need to nurture and optimize in order to support our whole health, and that means mental and physical. The school referred to these important categories as the circle of life. So do you think food is a primary source of nutrition or a secondary source? Take a minute, make a guess in your head, and we'll circle back to the answer shortly. I want to share a story that really stuck with me from attending IIN. And it was about a group of Italian Americans living in Pennsylvania in the 1950s. So this study is known as the Rosetto Effect. And it found that there was this village that had significantly lower rates of heart disease than the neighboring towns. And so when trying to determine the cause of their better health, the doctors were looking at everything from what they ate and drank to how much money they made and just their overall day-to-day lifestyle compared with those in the other towns, in a real effort to discover, like, why is their rate of heart disease lower? What's different here? And so many of the people living in the town worked in the local coal mines, and the community wasn't necessarily wealthy. The townspeople ate much of like the rich food from their Italian heritage. So meatballs fried in lard and, you know, having wine as a daily drink. And the meals that were being enjoyed at home were definitely home-cooked meals, but there wasn't a focus on healthy eating. But one unique aspect that the research uncovered was that many people in the town lived in multi-generational households. And so it was a really tight-knit community there in Pennsylvania, where the kids could just run next door to the neighboring homes and, you know, the children were truly being raised by an entire village. The study finally concluded that these people were healthier because they weren't lonely. The women cooked together and cared for the kids in groups, and generations of families ate together daily, and they gathered with their neighbors often. So very sadly, once the grandparents began passing away and the children grew up and began moving out of the community, over time, the health statistics of the community declined and eventually began aligning with those of the other towns. So how wild is that? As the villagers became lonelier, their health declined and heart disease rates rose to be consistent with those of other neighboring towns. So this story is just an incredible reminder for all of us to protect our whole health. And that means body, mind, and mood. And there isn't just one tool to do that. We need a holistic approach that helps us nurture ourselves across all of the most critical areas that truly help humans lead happy, healthy lives. And these components are considered primary nutrition, while food is considered secondary nutrition. Now, just to be clear, this does not mean that the food we choose is not a super important part of the recipe for creating health. Home cooking is actually one of the 12 categories in the circle of life. But it just means that there are many other areas that also deserve our attention. So for today's workshop, I'm going to walk you through the Circle of Life exercise, which you can take for free online on the IIN website. And it's just a very simple but incredible tool that provides you with a visual in regards to what specific areas of life are in balance versus out of balance for you. And so once you know, you can redirect some extra energy to those areas that need nurturing to come back into balance. So in the show notes, you'll find a link to this Circle of Life exercise. And I usually like to do this about 4 times a year, usually kind of in the beginning of a new season, whether that's literally spring, summer, fall, and winter, or metaphorically, right? Our producer on the show just got her MBA. She's going into a new season. And so, this might be something that you want to do when you're shifting seasons in life. So let's look at the categories in the Circle of Life: joy, spirituality, creativity, finances, career, education, health, physical activity, home cooking, home environment, relationships, and social life. Now, you could look at this wheel, and if you feel like there's an area missing, obviously you can edit it, add it in. But on the whole, when the school was creating this, they found that these were sort of the most common areas that mattered in terms of just having a holistic view of your health. Now, I'm going to explain exactly how the Circle of Life exercise works. For each category, you're just going to take a few minutes and think about what success looks like for you in that area of your life. This is something that you can journal about, or you can kind of just go with your gut very quickly. So in each category, you'd want to place a dot near the center of the circle if you are dissatisfied in this category. Or if you're more satisfied, you're going to place it like way out on the edge of the circle. So for example, if you're totally dissatisfied in your financial category, you place that dot right near the center of the circle. And if you are very satisfied with your finances, you're going to place it way out on the edge. If you're somewhat satisfied, kind of like in the middle, you just place that dot right in the middle, between the center and the edge of the circle. So once you've placed a dot in each area to mark your level of satisfaction, then you're just going to connect those dots with a line to draw your own circle of life. And the goal is to eventually create a circle that's as balanced and kind of as expanded as possible, where you feel fairly satisfied with, I would say, most areas in the circle of life, and especially the areas that are most important to you. So this is really what helps to create whole health, both mental and physical. Now, is the goal perfection? No. It is not. The goal is not to be perfectly satisfied in every area of life, because that is a recipe for disaster and not practical, not possible. So while we want our circles to be as expanded as possible, it's also really important to understand that balance looks different for everyone. And it is totally normal to be more satisfied in some areas of your life than others during different seasons of life. So let's take a brand new mom. She has a 6-month-old baby. Her balanced and satisfied circle is going to look very different in shape from a woman who maybe is single and not married, doesn't have kids, and is just hyper-focused on her career growth. You know, as humans, we tend to do things because we want to feel a certain way. And the more clear you are on how you want to feel, the easier it becomes to create a path to actually help you get there. So before starting the Circle of Life exercise, for me, it really helps to just take a few minutes and think of 2 to 3 words to describe how I want to feel at the end of the day when my head hits the pillow, and then how I want to feel when I wake up first thing in the morning. So you can just contemplate these in your mind, think about them on a walk, you can journal them, whatever makes sense for you. So for me lately, when I fall asleep, I want to feel fulfilled and proud with how I spent my time that day. And I want to feel expansive when I wake up in the morning. So I'm exiting a season of being a full-time mom and building a new business with Earth Food First now. So I'm kind of working on revamping my time management skills and strengthening my ability to really think critically and focus for long periods of time. The first few years of my daughter Stella's life required me to focus my energy in very different areas of the circle. And so now it's just time to kind of revisit and ensure that I'm entering this next season with intention. And that gives me a much better chance of enjoying more optimal health. Okay, so I'm going to ask you, how do you want to feel at the end of the day? And how do you want to feel when you wake up in the morning? So you can pause the episode really quickly. Just take a couple minutes. If you're driving, just think about it. If you're somewhere where you can write it down, go ahead and do that and then come on back. So if you're not feeling the way you want to, take a look at the areas of life where you are least satisfied. Maybe choose 2 to 3 of them to really focus on nourishing. So I'm going to share something with you that's a little more personal. After launching Earth Food First and the podcast, I noticed that my own health was slipping. It felt really amazing to be inspiring other families to embrace, you know, healthier living through food. But I quickly realized that the working late till 1 or 2 a.m. bedtimes and overly caffeinated days that were feeling necessary to get this dream off the ground were not a sustainable way for me to live. So I had to take a brief pause and kind of reimagine a more sustainable workflow in this season of life when I am still the primary parent of a toddler. I have my own gut health issue that I'm still working on healing. I have my parents live very close by. I do a lot with them. And so I just had to kind of take a look at making sure that I was putting my own oxygen mask on first so I could continue to give to others or continue to have a cup that was full enough to pour from. And I will say, like, scrolling through Instagram and seeing all of these moms with multiple kids, well, I only have one kid, and they were running their own like flourishing online businesses and making it look so easy on social media. Initially, it really made me question like my own abilities, right? Why was I not able to balance it all without dropping any of these balls? And I am super aware that Instagram does not always paint reality, but it is still very hard not to compare ourselves, right? So luckily, my extremely wise therapist taught me that everyone runs their energy differently. I happen to be married to an entrepreneur who runs his energy like a bullet train and can work 17-hour days for literally years before getting burned out. I wish sometimes that I was more of a bullet train. Yes, absolutely. I wish I was. But the truth is, if I'm being honest with myself, I am most aligned and in flow when running my energy more like a sailboat that kind of picks up speed for short distances with big gusts of wind and then slows back down to a smooth and steady pace to get to my goal or my destination. So in an effort to kind of recalibrate my health, I planned to revisit the Circle of Life exercise, which is what gave me the idea for this episode for you guys. And like the universe was just like listening in to my needs, because I believe it always is, I discovered this really amazing journal the other day called Vessel in a local coffee shop, and it guides you to practice a version of the Circle of Life concept, but on a weekly basis. And so if you want to grab one, I have linked to it in the show notes. So knowing I wanted to refocus a good amount of energy on building out Earth Food First in the next season of my life, while healing my gut and wanting to feel expansive, the three areas of life that I'm going to be nourishing more intentionally for a while are career, health, and creativity. So creativity I added in there because it always helps me feel more expansive to be creative. My secondary focuses will be home cooking because that's very closely related to health, as well as social life, which also can help regulate your nervous system and help heal the gut. So my hope in sharing a little bit more of my personal journey here was that it gives you a good example as to how you can apply this very simple exercise to your own life in whatever season you might be in to help you intentionally support your whole health and thrive. So doing something like this circle of life exercise quarterly, or just really like whenever you're feeling out of balance or not thriving in the way you want to, is just one of many doable actions that you can take to nourish your needs. So if you are someone who wants to learn more about integrative nutrition, which is caring for the whole human, right? Body, mood, and mind, to optimize both your mental and physical health, feel free to email me, that's Lindsay with an A, at earthfoodfirst.com, or you can also DM me on Instagram, we're at earthfoodfirst. So, you know, whether you want help finding a certified integrative health coach for like one-on-one sessions, or you want more information on maybe becoming a coach yourself, I am more than happy to talk to you. The education that I received from IIN really surpassed all of my expectations. And it was something that I thought at the end, if you're a person, if you're a human, like existing in this zeitgeist, everyone could benefit from taking this course, whether or not you wanted to be a coach. So I am here to answer any and all of the questions that you might have. All right, so I hope that you enjoyed our first episode in the Whole Health Workshop series. If you would like to have more episodes like this, definitely let us know. If you're listening to Spotify, there is a poll below, or you can again email us or DM us on Instagram. As always, thanks for spending your time with me today, for listening, for caring, and for being bold in the face of change. If you learned something today, please take one moment right now to follow, rate, and review our podcast and share it with your favorite families. These actions will literally help the show go on. Find more Earth Food First goodness over on Instagram at Earth Food First, on our website, earthfoodfirst.com, and don't forget to grab your free Veggies First guide in the show notes. Talk soon, my friends.